T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy to now welcome, though, switching gears up to football, getting into some Saints talk with current Super Bowl champ. He's not a former Saints linebacker, Scott Shanley, joining us, does pregame and postgame analyst work for them. Thank you for the time, Scott. How you been today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing good.
Looking at the NFL rule changes have been much of the talk since we've learned of a brand new kickoff and the elimination of a hip drop tackle. Going to go to the tackle in first for you, since you probably have had more experience in that realm, I would imagine. Just to you, does this hip drop tackle really, was a problem in the NFL where it was causing these injuries that was a concern for the outlook for players?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of understand it, but as a defensive player, and I'm sure the fans, you know, the fans aren't going to like it, because for one reason, obviously, and it's going to determine games. And I think we can all get on board with most rule changes if they're officiated consistently and they're not costing fans their team's games. I think that's really what it comes down to. Nobody liked it when you couldn't hit the quarterback low. Nobody liked it when the horse collar thing went into effect. You adjust how you play the game. And this hip drop tackle, some games it doesn't even happen. It's not like it happens every game. And yeah, it is a dangerous tackle because all your weight can fall on the back of the legs of a ball carrier. But at some point, you just got to get back to it's football. And you can't make rule changes every offseason to eliminate a type of tackle that injured somebody during the season. It seems like that's the path we're going down. If a star player or somebody gets injured with a certain type of tackle, now we're going to try to get it out of the game. At some point, you're no longer going to have football, so I hope they kind of dial it back a little bit.
I was going to say, a lot of the talk has been, you know, people saying, oh, just might as well put flags on them already for next season. I don't know if you really feel that strongly, though, about this move here.
No, I don't. And it was, just like I said, it was the same thing when people talk about the horse collar tackle, and especially hitting the quarterbacks. I think people still don't like how finesse the game is when it comes to the quarterback position.
Right.
But we can all agree, we like to see Mahomes play all year long. We like to see these guys stay healthy, especially when owners are paying them $50 million a year. You like to show up on Sunday and watch those guys play. So I do understand that. But like I said, there's a lot of games. You watch a ton of games, and you won't see one hip drop tackle in a game. So I think it's getting a little blown out of proportion with how big a deal it is. But like I said, the biggest thing is fans are concerned it's going to cost their team's games, because we've seen the officiating the past few years. It hasn't been consistent at all from week to week. So I think that's the most concerning thing for me is it going to determine games?
Looking at the new kickoff rule coming to the NFL, Saints special teams coach Darren Rizzi, one of the guys in the forefront helping push that along. And all eyes and ears are talking about how it's going to help open up things and encourage more returns in the game. I don't know. Looking at it for me, I'm not sure we are going to see more returns come next season, but hoping that play can get more juice and be revitalized, because, kickoffs have become kind of boring in the league.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of this rule change, really, to be honest. I think it's kind of gimmicky. I just think it looks bad. I think it looks like it's preseason. Like, it's like a practice type. You're in a Saturday walkthrough practice. That's what we used to do. I don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. I think there's other ways to remedy getting the kickoff, getting it to be exciting again, because I agree with you 100%. You're eliminating young special teams players. You're eliminating return guys who can be dynamic. I say the kickoff really died when they allowed you to fair catch and the ball automatically be advanced. Just back the kicker up. These kickers can kick the ball to the end zone now. Make them kick from the 25. If you really want to make the kickoff return a part of the game again, you know, there's ways to do it. I just don't think this is the answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very fond of any kind of, you know, major changes throughout the league. I guess I'm an old fart when it comes to that. I like things to stay the same too. I'm just, you know, wondering if it does, you know, help returns. I'm all about that, obviously, just because I feel like everything is either out the end zone or a touchback, but it still seems like you were saying, that the kickers still have this leg and are going to be able to kick it for a touchback no matter what.
Yeah, the kickers just keep on getting better and better. Their legs are getting stronger. They're definitely, their skill sets are, there's not many people on the planet that can do what they do, kicking the ball off consistently, directionally kicking, doing all those things. Like I said, I think there's easier ways, better ways to get the kickoff back into the game. And really the concern for me is the game of football is getting rid of special teams. And special teams is the third element of the three teams. And, you know, you're getting rid of young guys who can make rosters based on their special teams play. Because if I'm a team, I'm going to keep a lot of veteran players, one-year minimum veteran guys who can play linebacker or fullback or tight end. So my concern is you're really getting rid of special teams out of the game. You don't even know it by making these rule changes.
Scott, I think the interesting thing, though, as far as the Saints go, is that Darren Rizzi is one of the guys that was leading this kind of charge for the new kickoff rule. So I think he obviously has a plan on, you know, how he would kind of impact it with the Saints special teams with the new kickoff rule. And I think it could be an edge for the Saints that have been so good on special teams already.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Anytime you present a rule change, you obviously have something in mind. I can always go along with a coach when they're talking about making something safer. I do understand, you know, the collisions that happen. One of my biggest things why I want to get off special teams in my first and second year in the league is because of special teams. But some of those collisions are violent. When you're blocking James Harrison coming down on a kickoff and he's running 50 yards at you and compressing your neck five times a game, like, I understand that part of the game can become safer. I'm concerned that rosters will be changed because of the type of guys who can make teams based on their special teams play.
And then, Scott, the kind of news that dropped yesterday, Dennis Allen talking about Ryan Ramczyk's health update. I want to get your thoughts on that. It seems like it's kind of bleak as far as an update goes. Just a month ago, he had said that he was going to have the offseason knee procedure. And then now he's saying that he's not as far along in his recovery process he was hoping he would be, as far as Ramczyk was also hoping to be.
Yeah, it's definitely looking dire. You know, at the end of last year, there were already murmurs and rumors of a possible retirement for Ryan. And it would be a shame. It'd be a shame if he didn't. But ultimately, you have to live with your health the rest of your life. So whatever his rehab is going like, he obviously knows if he can play at this level and come back from this type of injury. But if he has to retire, Ryan was playing. If Ryan does have to retire, it obviously puts the Saints in a huge pickle. Well, you don't have a tackle. Trevor Penning really needs to step up. They drafted you to be a cornerstone tackle, whether it's right or left. You got to get something figured out, because it's hard to replace one tackle, let alone have two spots where you need to replace. But going back to Ryan, he played as good as any player in the league for 4 or 5 years there. He was an elite tackle. It's hard to believe we had him and Terron Armstead at the same time. But hopefully he can come back. But if not, he goes down as one of the best tackles in Saints history for sure.
No, I would absolutely agree. And then I think it also impacts what you're doing in the draft. You kind of hinted a little bit at it there. The good news is that, you know, Mike Dettillier and I have talked about it endlessly. This is such a deep tackle class. Like, there's so many top level tackles that you can get in the first, even second round. You have the 14th overall pick. Does that kind of push you towards drafting a tackle there? I think that there are plenty of guys that could be there.
There's no question about it. I say that, and you say that, and we all know how you build championship teams is through the draft, especially on the line of scrimmage. And when the Saints were dominating week in, week out, it was when the offensive line was as good as there was in the league, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. But that being said, you can hear Saints fans kind of roll their eyes when you talk about taking a tackle at 14, right? Because they've done it so many times. You have to have guys who can block. There's no doubt about it. These edge rushers, they just keep getting bigger, stronger, faster, more athletic. They can dip, they can bend, they can run the hoop around the corner. You have to have big guys who can anchor that, and as well as are athletic enough to block those guys. And that's kind of, going back to Trevor, that's been his struggle, is his feet are a little too heavy, and he struggles blocking that speed off the edge. But if you can find a tackle at 14 who can be your tackle for 8 to 10 years, you have to do that. You have to draft that guy.
Scott, the NFL projected win totals came out recently. Odds makers having the Saints at the under-over set at 7.5 just seems really low for this squad. Was 9 wins last season. Their projected win total was 9.5, so Vegas was kind of close there, obviously. But 7.5 wins going into this season just seems awfully low for this squad.
It does. It does. And I think the reason that number's so low is because last year, a lot of people took the over on that 9-10 win.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly was one of them.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think Vegas said, listen, we're not going to do that again. We're going to put the number even lower. But I still like this team in this division. I really do. I think in the NFC South, I know Atlanta got better. You think Carolina will be better. Tampa Bay, you brought back their receiver and quarterback. But I still like this Saints team in the NFC South. I think a lot of that reason for that seven and a half wins is because of their non-division schedule. You look at, you're playing the AFC West, you got the Chiefs, teams like that. So, but I still like this team, especially because of the NFC South.
Yeah, you mentioned Atlanta. Surprisingly, they have them at 10.5 wins.
That seems high, Scott.
Yeah, I was just blown away. I was like, okay, you added Kirk Cousins, but I don't think it's going to be that massive of a turnaround year one of the Kirk Cousins era there.
Yeah, 36-year-old quarterback coming off a major surgery, Achilles injury.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a high win total, but I think it definitely because they addressed the quarterback position,
right.
But I think more so because of Bijan Robinson. You look at Pitts, you look at the dynamic young weapons they have, and I think that's a big reason, but that's a lot of wins for Atlanta who has really underachieved with those weapons. So, and a new first-year head coach and Raheem Morris, he may be an outstanding coach in his second turnaround, but when he was at Tampa, you know, they weren't really that good when he was a head coach there, but yeah, a lot of those win totals, I think because they address the quarterback position, but because of those young guns they have at the skill positions.
Real quick on the Panthers, so they added Jadeveon Clowney to the mix today. Definitely get a guy that's getting up there in age, but when he wants to, I feel like he can still be pretty productive.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably had an underwhelming career when you look at where he was taken in the draft, and he's bounced around some teams and been kind of a role player, and you can never have enough pass rushers. So I think when you look at Carolina and you ship off a guy like Brian Burns, who is outstanding defensive end, and you got some draft picks back for him, I think getting a guy like Clowney, a veteran who's been around, played a lot of football, can be a leader for the young guys that you're probably going to draft. I think you couldn't have addressed that position any better, I think, when you look at it.
And then, Scott, my last question for you. You saw what happened. I think it was earlier in the week. Legarius Sneed getting traded to the Tennessee Titans for a third-round pick and a seventh-round pick. And if that's the going rate for one of those top cornerbacks, I mean, Scott, there's no reason you're trading Marshon Lattimore, right?
There's no question. You're exactly right. And I think a lot of people thought Marshon would probably get moved this offseason. I really thought the Detroit Lions would come calling with Aaron Glenn and Dan Campbell. I thought they would give up a two and a four, something like that. But yeah, when Legarius Sneed, who's a really good corner, I actually had the privilege of training him in Dallas before the draft, outstanding young man and so happy for him. But yeah, for some reason, the trade value on elite corners or top-tier corners, starting corners, just was not there this offseason. I think if it was, Marshon maybe would have got moved, but you can't give away players like that.
Always thankful for the time, Scott. Oh, yeah, what do you think about more Christmas games coming? I can't believe it's going to be Wednesday, and we're going to be talking NFL football on a Christmas Wednesday now.
It's crazy. And you know what's coming after that? There's going to be 18 games, which circles me back to this whole player safety thing. Let's move the guys closer on kickoff for player safety, but we'll be at 20 games and playing on every major holiday.
You're right, and every day, too. I'm sure the NBA will love that. Always thankful, Scott. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley does Saints pregame and postgame analyst work for them as well. Always appreciate the time from him. Wanted to get those insights on some of those rule changes coming in the NFL. And man, oh man, you heard Scott not a fan of the kickoff change, thinks it could be done a different way. And the hip drop tackle, not really that much of an issue, but is concerned too about the changes coming too much in the NFL. We don't want to see the game, you know, the one we love and continue to watch, be drastically changed in any way. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.